Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Cowboys color analyst. He'll have the call on Sunday. On this radio station, he's Babe Laufenberg, joining us every Thursday at this time here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Babe. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, and I want to get to some football, but I got a quick story for you guys. Okay, so I call. I have an insurance issue to deal with. Nothing major, but call. Talking to a gentleman. He's very nice. And I said, hey, you sound nice. You must be in San Diego or something. He said, no, I'm in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I said, oh, okay. Well, I'm not against Pennsylvania either. So he's looking for my name, right? And I said, you know what? It might be under Babe because Brandon is my real name, right? But sometimes things go under Babe and they can't find him, and there you are. So I said, oh, Babe is a nickname. It might be under Babe. He said, I know who you are. And I thought, oh, wow, how cool. This guy, he sounded a little bit young, but I thought maybe he watched me, you know, I was playing for the Chargers or maybe here, or lived here and watched me on CBS 11 every night. I said, oh, that's nice. I said, well, thank you. What do you follow or how do you know me? And he said, well, I listen to Sean and RJ.
Oh, yes, we made it. We made it. Scranton. Take that, Michael Scott. Is that the office?
Yeah, that is the office.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. That made my day.
Here I was trying to, you know, I said, oh, do you want me to tell you a story about when I did this or did that? I listen to Sean and RJ every morning. I said, well, listen, Thursday, you're going to get a shout out.
So hell yeah, that's right. Awesome. What?
You guys are big in Scranton, PA, just so you know.
Yeah.
Man, that's where I always wanted to be big.
Why did you go from Brandon to Babe?
You know what? I was the baby of the family, and my older brother would say, Babe, Babe, and it just stuck. You know, one of those things.
Yeah.
It's like I'll be at a, you know, supermarket, you're checking out, you're in line, the little baby's there, wants the candy, and the mom says, oh, Pookie Face, put that away, Pookie Face. And I'm like, oh, be careful. I was Babe when I was like 2 years old,
it'll
and I'm
stick.
Still Babe. But, you know,
it'll stick.
Yeah, be careful about the Pookie Face thing.
All right, I'm dying to get your thoughts on this matchup and what you think about it coming up here in a few days.
Yeah, well, Troy and I were just talking here before we jumped on, and I said, man, I was disappointed when I wasn't the Cardinals because I was 80% home on my research. We just played them 2 weeks ago. So I am digging in. And, hey, they're all good. All these teams, you know, for the most part, unless you're talking Washington last year, who then gave Tampa all they wanted in that wild card round.
Yeah.
You know, they all belong. They all did something. They won 10 games. They played well enough to get here. My biggest concern, if I'm San Francisco, is just Jimmy Garoppolo's thumb. You could see, obviously, he was struggling with it a little bit last week against the Rams. The ball would get away from him occasionally. And I don't know if this week, you know, he said it was sore after the game, but he said it was fine. You know how that goes. So we'll see how much that heals, how much more he's able to do with it. But, you know, that's it's a tough injury. You only got 5 digits on that hand that's gripping the ball. And there's only one on that side of the ball, right? And that's your thumb. So I think a big part will be kind of early. Hey, can he rip the ball? But they can certainly run it. We know that. Everybody knows that. If you're playing a Shanahan team, whether it's Mike or Kyle, they're going to run the ball.
What is so different about what he does with the run design?
Yeah, it's funny because it's a great question because, you know, hey, we turn around, we hand the ball to a guy, right? And we block people. But there is so much confusion in how they do it. Now, they have, I don't want to say the luxury, because if they didn't have this guy, they might have got a guy like him. But Kyle Juszczyk, their fullback who never carries the ball, I mean, they do so much with him in terms of formation and motion. And they motion more than any team in the NFL, I think. Mm. I don't know. I don't have that Pro Football Focus fact, but just watching them, I don't know that there's anybody that motions more than they do. Now, doesn't hurt. The guy went to Harvard, right? So he's like, yeah, I got it. I line up here and I go there. No problem. And then the other part of it is George Kittle, you know, we talk about, and you hear Dan Quinn talk about, which is exactly right. You know, a lot of these tight ends are big wide receivers, right? You flex them. They're really part of the passing game and not part of the running game. Well, Kittle is a little bit of that throwback guy in the sense that great receiver. We know he's tough as nails, all that, but he's also a heck of a blocker in the run game. So I think that gives him a little advantage. The other part is anytime you go two backs in the backfield, or even if it's Kittle and you've got a fullback and a running back, your running game opens up so much more in terms of the types of plays you can run and the variety of plays. I mean, if you're in shotgun, you know, and the back is standing next to you, anybody watching football could say, well, gosh, they don't have a lot of options right there. They can hand it to him and he could go left, or they could hand it to him and the running back could go right. But with all that they do and the motion and cross motion and kick out, hey, just go in and I encourage the fans this time, go in. Instead of watching the ball for a few plays, just watch what they do in that offensive line and the motion and how they block things. And your head will be spinning a little bit.
So is this a lot different than what his dad did in Denver?
You know, everybody – well, I'll answer your question. I think the basic concepts are the same. The principles are the same. But everybody takes, as you well know, they take that offense, whatever that offense is, and they add things and you change to what's going on in the league and you – So, but at the core, I will tell you, yes, it's a lot of zone blocking and man-on-man. They're going to play action. Here's the funny thing. You think of San Francisco, or at least I do, and, you know, they're this pounded-out team, and then they'll play action occasionally. They were, I believe, fourth, don't quote me, but right up near the top in big plays. They have more big plays than the Cowboys had big plays. So while we may all be able to say, oh, Michael Gallup, and I know he's not playing this week, obviously, but they got Cooper, and they got C.D. Lamb, and they got Tony Pollard, who's explosive, and San Francisco had more 20-plus plays than the Cowboys did this year, so they'll hit you with some big plays.
Babe Laufenberg here on Sean and RJ. You have you planted the offensive line seed in my mind months ago, so I want to ask you this morning how you feel about them, and just fill in the blank that the Dallas Cowboys offensive line is what today?
In terms of, like, how good are they?
Yeah. What do you think of the Cowboys' offensive line is what?
If Tyron is back, it's a good, solid offensive line.
Okay.
You know, you've got a Hall of Famer who's playing like a Hall of Famer, obviously, in Zach Martin. Here's one. The guy never got a holding penalty this year. How do you go an entire season? He missed one game and not get a holding penalty. In today's NFL, where we know that the flags are coming. But Tyron, to me, is a big key. You know, how healthy will he be? How will his body feel? But if he can hold up, if he can get through the game, if his stamina is good, then, you know, I like this line. You know, you've got Bosa to contend with, obviously. Well, there's some other guys up there, too, that they've allocated a lot of resources to the defense San Francisco has.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eric Armstead, really good player. He was first rounder. You know, Bosa, 15 and a half sacks. We know that. We know what he's like. Matter of fact, Bosa's the only player this year who had more tackles for losses than Micah Parsons. He and T.J. Watt had 21, and Micah had 20, and that's a big stat. You know, tackle for loss means another team is starting now. The first down, now it's second and 13, second and 14, whatever the case may be. So their defense is definitely something to contend with. And Fred Warner, I mean, I don't know how much people really know about him.
Yeah.
But maybe the name is too common, you know, Fred Warner.
Yes.
Fred Warner doesn't even sound like a football name, right?
Sounds like an actor from the 60s.
That's exactly what I'm like, Fred, did he star? No. He actually plays middle linebacker for the 49ers. But he's one of those guys. I remember Bear Bryant said about Leroy Jordan, if you're between the white lines, he's going to tackle you. And it's a little bit like Fred Warner, man. He just is all over the field from that middle linebacker spot. So their defense definitely a little something to contend with.
Babe, what have you noticed or you know, changes in the playoffs? You know, we talk about playoff basketball. It slows down and, you know, defense becomes more important. Like, does something change about playoff football and how much of an edge do you think Mike McCarthy can give this team with his playoff skins on the wall?
Well, keep in mind, Kyle Shanahan has been to a couple of Super Bowls now.
Yeah.
One as an offensive coordinator at Atlanta, which I think some people would like to forget. And then, you know, San Francisco obviously went there when he was the head coach. But you know what's funny about that? I always think this, Sean. If you put on no sound, right? You just watched an NBA game with no sound, and it was a regular season game.
Mm-hmm.
And then you watched one. You didn't tell anybody what it was, and then you just watched a game, and it was an NBA game. It was a playoff game. They look like two different games. They really do. You know, I mean,
yeah.
They are two different games. In the NFL, if you watched, fill in the blank last week, just pick a game. If you watched that game, no sound, and then watched the playoff game, I really don't think you'd see a lot of difference.
Mm.
Now, the stakes are higher. There's more pressure, all that. But, I mean, I think we all watched the Chargers and Raiders on Sunday night, right?
Yeah.
And I understand they were trying to get into the playoffs, but if you can't tell me that wasn't a playoff game or playoff atmosphere, whatever you want to call it.
If
you watched the Cowboys Philadelphia, then you'd say, okay, that did not look like a real playoff game.
Do you have an X factor? Everyone's going to do their X factors for this weekend. Do you have an X factor in terms of matchup or player for this game?
I think the one place where the Cowboys can probably make some hay, but obviously San Francisco will just, the right tackle, Tom Compton. He's an NFL player, but I think the Cowboys, with their pass rush and pass rushers, they can make some hay over that. Trent Williams missed last game. They're Pro Bowl, perennial Pro Bowl left tackle with an elbow. He'll be playing, and he is really, really good. So I don't know that I'm going to put somebody over Trent Williams and say we're going to dominate this side, but I do think they can make some hay on the right tackle.
Babe, do you think that the Philly game, as a player from your perspective, really helps out with momentum? And did that change anything in your mind about this team or this offense given the circumstances of the Eagles game?
Given the circumstances, I would say no. Now, it's always nice to go out. I always say you can only play the team that they put in front of you, right? So certainly if they had not played well against that group, we'd be concerned. But I didn't look at it as, oh, okay, now they're ready, now they're fixed. And I'm a firm believer momentum is not a light switch, that we don't look at one quarter or one half and say, oh, wow. You know, if you run the ball well in the second half of a game, we're a good running team. Well, you didn't run it really for the last 10 weeks. I don't know that we could jump to the conclusion that now, we've got that back. So I did not look at that game. I will tell you, there's never been a game, and this is not a woe is me, because I always tell everybody, hey, we get paid to watch football. I mean, that's what we do. I mean, we study, we do all that, but we get paid to watch football. But I've never had a game where I was, and Brad, we were laughing. We're putting guys onto our charts. Philly is bringing up the practice squad. I didn't even know, not only that they were NFL players, that they'd ever played in college. I mean, so to sit there and say, wow, we dominated them. I don't know who they were, but we dominated them. I don't know how much you bring out of that in terms of momentum or any of those other things we want to talk about.
Are you wearing a white suit for the whiteout Sunday?
Gosh, I don't own one, but do you think I should get one?
Yeah.
You should. I mean, it's going to make the red pop a little bit better.
Are you allowed to show favoritism like that, though?
Well, you can when you do home radio, I think.
Okay. How often do you get accused of being a homer?
Oh, to my face, not as much as you would think. I mean,
I wouldn't expect any to your face.
But I think if you listen.
Yeah.
And Brad feels, I think this, I try to do, I do an objective broadcast, but with a Cowboys point of view.
Yes.
But I will just never, if I say that was a penalty or that wasn't a penalty, I believe it. I'm not one of those guys sitting there, giving out the names of the officials because they're screwing my team so badly and here's where they live. No, I just don't believe in that. And the other part is, honestly, I've always felt this way. If you're coming back, we get a lot of hunters, they get in the car at noon and they're driving back up from South Texas and they put on the radio all the way through or the app or whatever it is now you listen to. And I want that guy or woman, when they come home, Brad and I described a game and Christy, and I want them to say, oh yeah, that was the game they were talking about, and not say, wow, they they said that wasn't pass interference, but that was clearly pass interference. So I just want to, I think I want to be honest to the game. And I do think, you know, players appreciate that. I never rip guys. And I mean, it's just not my style and there's no need for it, but I can always defend what I say. I always feel like pretty comfortable that I don't have to go back and look at things and say, wow, I said that, but you know, I didn't really mean it. I can't. Let me just say quickly, I cannot stand a Homer broadcast, and you hear them. Cannot stand them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.